Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff, home of one tinfoil hat wearing Callie dollar, which I'm very excited to talk about today.
Oh, is this, let me guess what the conspiracy is. Is it Kate Middleton?
It's two. It's news stories that my tinfoil hat is just like flying off my head over. One of them is Kate Middleton. The other one is the Boeing thing.
And you're not a tinfoil hat person.
Well, I'm not, but like I am a super lurker and also like a deep diver. So yeah. That can kind of make me, I wouldn't say I'm a real conspiracy theorist, but I do get wrapped up in the what if, oh my gosh, you know, mainly because of a show that I used to watch, but.
Yeah. Okay, before we dive into that, can I just get something off my chest?
Always.
I had the most brilliant idea a few minutes ago, and I fear that it might be too late to execute it.
Have you said it to me yet?
Yeah, I just said it to you a minute ago.
Oh, what is it?
They're doing a whole bunch of construction over the next year and a half around our house. They are going to... change the road, the main road that runs by our house, and they're making it a park and like walkable, and there's going to be two lanes of traffic. It's a big project. And if Callie and I end up buying this house, one of the first things we want to do is have a couple of trees removed.
Yeah.
And they, for the past week and a half, they've been removing trees in this neighborhood, preparing for this big project.
They've been flagging trees also of like what's next to come down.
So they came through a couple of weeks ago and they tied pink ribbons on all the trees that had to go. And why didn't I think to go get some pink ribbon and tie it around the trees that we don't want just to see if they would take them?
Well, and that would be, you know.
Is that, great. I mean... Is that, what crime would that be?
Oh, I think it's fraud.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it? Because what if I was just decorating my tree with a ribbon? What if I said, right? Oh, we were driving through the neighborhood and saw the pink ribbons on the trees.
I thought they looked really pretty.
And my 3-year-old daughter, pink is her favorite color. And she says, why don't we have ribbons on our trees? So I would flip the script on the city. When they came to me and said, hey, you owe us $2,000 for these trees that we hacked down because you put ribbons on it. Because
you're going to flip it around and be like, you cut down my ribbon tree.
You stole my tree. You owe me $3,000.
So let's now it's ruined because now you've said it on a podcast. So,
I mean, I can still try it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the tree crew doesn't look like... a typical Upside listener.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, but I just, that really, if I had pulled that, if I did that and pulled it off, I would possibly, that would possibly be the greatest story I would ever tell in my life.
It's going to be interesting to see what they take out, because if we stay here, I mean, we don't know, like all the homeowners that are officially homeowners of this neighborhood have seen the plans. They all know exactly what's being taken out. They've had meetings with the city for like a year. We don't know that. So it'll be like a surprise. We're basically going to wake up one day and then we'll have a new backyard and it'll just be like, whoa.
We saw the plans. They aren't doing anything inside of the fence line, unfortunately. Mm. I was thinking that maybe that tree right there outside our window would be too close to their project and it would have to go because of the roots or something.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know until you get in there.
I'm gonna go every night. I'm gonna go for an hour and just push it in that direction.
I wouldn't consider myself a conspiracy theorist, but every once in a while I do wear a little bit of a tinfoil hat, and my tinfoil hat is just going crazy right now because of the Kate Middleton story and the Boeing story. Have you seen both and do you understand them?
I think I understand. The Kate Middleton one, let's talk. Can we address that one second?
Yeah.
Because the Boeing story, I just saw the headline that a guy who was testifying to somebody, right, was providing evidence that Boeing was kind of shoddy workmanship.
Mm-hmm. He was testifying against Boeing. He used to work for Boeing.
He was found in his car with a gun in his hand and a gunshot wound to his head. So the assumption was that he took his own life.
Yes, that is what's being reported.
But it was in the middle of this testimony to this gazillion-dollar company, and you are thinking, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, look, could it be face value? Yes. Could it just be a very stressful time? We don't know what anybody's going through. Yes, it could. Might also there be some big Boeing crazy plot to stop testimony in their trial? Maybe. The tinfoil hat thinks maybe there could
be. If you want to be an authentic tinfoil hatter, right? Yeah. If you really want to... I think you could make the argument that it's not even Boeing who might be involved in the demise of this person, mm-hmm. but a government entity, right? Because who else makes airplanes?
Right.
The entire if this guy's testimony said that no Boeing airplane should be considered to be safe, mm-hmm. the government would have an interest in making that testimony go away because that stops air travel. Mm-hmm. Because the government will be obligated. This guy's like, yeah, they did it. When they put a plane together, they ended up with 6 extra bolts, kind of like when you put something together from IKEA. Mm-hmm. Every time, the government would then have to step in to protect.
Well, what he said was the literally like, there's, right? there's like a, we would go through trash parts because we were on deadlines. Like we had to hit service deadlines. So if we didn't have a part and it was going to take too long to get in, we'd basically like go through the trash and like, you know, repair with what we had or fix with what we had or whatever. So it is, you know, very damning to the company. And I just, you know, it's like when Kate Mara fell off the train in House of Cards. It's like that.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
If you remember, and she just like disappeared. By the way, one of my favorite characters in House of Cards. That was really sad. Sorry if you haven't watched it yet. But so that has me going a little crazy. And it's just, you know, it's just a little coincidental for me.
And the fact that it happened, I didn't realize until I read about it late yesterday, read more in detail about it, that he's actually in the middle of his testimony.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, it wasn't like I thought maybe the headline was being sensational, you know, yeah, maybe
like clickbaity.
Maybe he testified last year and then something happened this year. But I think he was actually in the process of giving evidence.
I mean,
which it's yeah.
Just saying. Okay, second Conspiracy Central thing that I'm involved with, not involved, but that I'm like rabbit holing on. Is the Kate Middleton thing because, and I don't want to like jump, you know, into speculating about her life, but I am like, this is pretty crazy. This is pretty crazy. And with the amount of people and money that they have at the royal family, I am shocked at the way that this is all unfolded. And if you haven't read about it yet, basically Kate Middleton, it came out, it was like, hey, she had planned abdominal surgery. She's going to be recovering. So she's not going to be working for, you know, a while until after, you know, and whatever the date is, and she's recovering and she's fine, but this was planned. We knew about it. She's recovering. No big deal.
And it's nobody's business what she's having done.
Nobody's business.
Right. And, they were very honest and said she will be returning to public events, on or about Easter.
Yeah.
You won't see her again until Easter.
Yeah.
She's gonna be like Jesus. They're gonna return at the same time.
Right. And so people start talking and they're like, well, this is kind of weird, and that she had to be in the hospital for so long and must have been a serious surgery if she's recovering for all this time. So people started talking about that.
Which is not weird because that's what they said in the beginning.
Right. Right. Right.
Like they said she's going to be missing until Easter.
Yeah, and everyone was kind of talking about it though, just because it was kind of a long time for whatever recovery. Like that would be a pretty major surgery, right? Like uh-huh. I had a baby pulled out of me, and I'm, you know.
But I up until this, okay.
So people are saying she hasn't been seen since Christmas. That's the thing, right? So then they a couple other things happened. Like, there was a picture of her, but she didn't look like herself. She was with her mom. The British tabloids weren't posting it, only the American tabloids, because it wasn't an official photo that they were allowed to publish, yada, 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 because the royals have deals with the British press, right?
Okay. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic, huh?
It's kind of like a... like for certain members, but not others. Like they don't take pictures of the royals out grocery shopping and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of an understood
thing. Kate isn't going to end up in these stars. They're just like us wearing yoga pants at Walgreens.
Probably not.
Picking up children's Tylenol at 1 a.m.
Not there.
Got it.
So then they post this picture for the British Mother's Day, because it was Mother's Day the last weekend. And it was a really badly photoshopped picture with a lot of errors, and she also was not wearing her engagement/wedding band that she's known for, that whatever. So everybody's running wild. And then she released a statement. She, quote unquote, released a statement saying, "Oh, sorry, I'm an amateur photographer. My husband took this photo," like Prince William took this photo, "and then I was messing around with editing and I just did a bad job." The solution that most people are saying to get people off their back about this poorly photoshopped photo is just release the unphotoshopped version. Like, release the version that you were trying to clean up. But they haven't, and they said they're not going to.
That is weird. But if they look, if the kids, right? Because it was her and her, how many kids does she have? Four?
Three.
Three? It's her and her three kids. If they look crappy, mm-hmm. that's kind of jacked up to have to.
Well, and I've seen moms saying, like, they have three kids. Getting three kids to smile and look at the right. camera and all that, like, that's a hard thing to do. Let it be. But then they're saying that maybe they're saying the whole thing is photoshopped. Like, they weren't actually sitting together. That they were, in their different pictures being photoshopped. Somebody right. even said it's her Vogue cover. That's her face on there. So people are saying, well, like, where is she?
So did they have a stand-in? Okay, here's the big thing that I haven't seen addressed that supports the conspiracy theory.
Okay.
That nobody is talking about. Mm-hmm. Somebody took the picture and looked at the data. I forget what it's called, but the data that goes with the picture, yeah. the file mm-hmm. information. And they said the picture was taken at this time using this model camera. Mm-hmm. It was opened on a computer at this time and edited in Photoshop mm-hmm. at this time. And then it was done. And then this and this and this. Okay. Here's what I would like to say about that. The average mom, and correct, feel free, average moms of the Upside family, feel free to weigh in on this. But the average mom who's going to edit her picture does not use Photoshop. You use an mm-hmm. app on your phone.
Yeah.
Or you use an app on your phone. Photoshop is not, it's not
easy. It's what professionals use. Yeah, it's really complicated.
It's not easy. So it is.
But she's also a photographer by hobby. Like, that's one of her hobbies. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, she needs to practice her hobby a little more.
Or some people were saying also, like, it's, you know, AI generated and then whatever. But anyway, so that's pretty crazy. I don't know anything. They also took her off, like, an event that she was said to be on, like, in June. So now everyone's talking about that. But I am just like, what the heck is going on? And this also was handled very poorly.
I'll tell
all
you.
Of it. And it's crazy. It's the fact that they won't release the picture, to me, says that they would be giving up too many of their secrets. Like, that they commonly Photoshop their photos and they commonly do things that they don't want people to know about, you know?
I'll just say this. This wouldn't have happened had Lilibet still been alive. The Queen Elizabeth.
I know. I was thinking that, too.
She ran a tight ship.
She did.
And you didn't mess around under the Queen. Charles, people don't respect him.
In all fairness, he was going through cancer treatments when all this was happening.
Valid.
So,
but even that, I think, would have been handled differently. Mm-hmm. Right? I think everything would have been handled differently if the Queen was still alive, because it's just chaos over there. You've got Harry and Meghan, you know, doing up their usual antics. Then there was some distant relative of, you know how the royal
that
family
took his
has
life. Yeah.
That he took his own life. Now the royal family, notoriously private.
Yeah.
The story about him, they knew that he was visiting his parents. They went to the, you know, he went right. by himself right. to the horse barn on the property. He was who he was found by, when, how they tried to resuscitate him, all this stuff. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Royal family, things just happen.
Yeah.
And it's like a 3-line statement, and they literally tack it up on the wall outside of Buckingham Palace. You know,
right.
Prince so-and-so and so-and-so passed away last.
It's almost like they're getting the information to detract from other things that are going on. And is all of this coming because there's news that they're trying to cover up or hide about Prince Andrew, because he is notoriously...
He's tied to Epstein.
And there, people have been saying forever, Epstein names are going to start coming out. They're going to whatever. So are they generating press stories of their own to keep people's attention on that while something else happens with Andrew so that gets buried?
I got a news flash for you, King Chuck. If the Epstein list comes out, there's nothing Kate Middleton could Photoshop Peppa Pig's head on. What's his name? What's the prince's name?
Prince White.
No, the other one. The little one. Archie.
Yeah.
No, Archie's Harry and Meghan's. Anyways, she could Photoshop herself as Peppa Pig and then put her kids around it. Nobody would even notice that.
Yeah.
I am not a very good sleeper. I have gotten better, I think, over the past several months. But for a while, I really wasn't sleeping well. And I was really worried that the time change, you know, the spring forward that we did last weekend was going to throw me off. And it didn't. And here is what's pretty cool about that. The only significant change that I have made to my sleep schedule, sleep routine, whatever, is introducing a Hatch Restore to our bedroom. Hatch will help you choose sleep, prioritize healthy habits, and make things like the time change transition seamless and enjoyable, no matter what time of year it is. And they have a thing called Hatch Plus, which allows you to access the latest routine building features like cue to unwind, which is a great reminder to set your phone down, maybe pick up a relaxing book if you're a reader, or Pillow Talk, which is just like your favorite shows or socials, but without screens and that blue light that keeps you up. So commenced a study in order to do this research, but I will say the Hatch Restore in the bedroom, the introduction of that has led to better sleep for me. Right now, Hatch is offering listeners of The Upside $20 off your purchase and free shipping by going to hatch.co/upside. Visit hatch.co/upside. Get $20 off and free shipping for the Hatch Restore. I would love to know if this improves your sleep the way it has improved mine. Hatch.co/upside.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have a voicemail if you would like to call and be part of the show. Comments, questions, topics, I don't know, whatever you have on your chest, feel free to call us. 800-434-5454 is that number. And here are a couple of things that we got this week.
Hi, guys. It's T-Bird. I am fired up about this lady that is getting charged for putting vinegar and salt in the water to teach the bully a lesson. Are you kidding me? If I got charged with that, I would still do it again. When I got uncharged, I would do it again. Because that, first of all, she's not trying to kill the kid, okay? Which I would have a hard time not doing if they were bullying my kid. One time, Ansley was up in a kids' playground, and she was up at the top, and I could hear her sobbing. And I look up, and there is this older kid in her face telling her that she was scared. Okay, you know what this psycho mom did? I crawled up the slide all the way to the top and put my finger in this older kid's face and went off on the kid. Okay, don't bully people I love. Don't bully anybody. Forget it. Even if I don't love you, don't bully people. That kid deserved that. Absolutely deserved that. And I would do it again and again and again. Don't be a bully. Ugh. Okay. Love y'all.
The fact that she climbed up the slide and not up the ladder makes that story beautiful.
I would like to think that I would do the same thing for Ellie in that situation. I don't know if I would. I would like to think that I would, but I don't know if I'm that bold or brave. I did do it in, it wasn't with because somebody was hurting my kid, but there was a kid acting like a total jerk in Marshalls one time. Did I ever tell you this?
I don't think so.
Running around, and the parents just like did not care. And he pushed me over because he was running so fast and not looking where he was going.
Like almost knock you down, push you?
Yeah, and I got in his face and I go, you need to slow down.
Did he?
I don't remember because I was like leaving because I was so irritated and frustrated with the parents. But yeah.
This is a good time to tell my favorite Marshalls story ever. Marshalls is the only store that I've ever been in where the cashier opened a second register. And so the person at the end of our line like ran, booked it over. So the last person
Long line
ran, and the cashier said, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. The next customer can come over and then we can all choose what line we want in the same order. And I was like, yes.
She's like a former people that work at TJ Maxx or Home Goods or Marshalls or whatever. Like one of the questions on the application should be, have you ever taught at a preschool?
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. And I will be a customer of this store for life because of the actions of that employee.
Hey guys, I'm listening to Jeff talk about his need to talk to more and more and more people to be successful and all that. And I'm wondering if that's something that's always been ingrained in him or if that is something that comes from his years of being in a corporate world, especially in radio. You know, some places they have a 1-4 ranking on their performance reviews, but nobody ever gets a 4 because everybody always has room for improvement. It's the whole whatever you've done is great, but still not good enough. If your goal is to sell 10 ads this month and you sell 10 ads, instead of saying good job and making a big deal about it, they say, okay, now your goal is 20 ads next month. And they just keep bumping it up and bumping it up and bumping it up. So it feels like the corporate world has never been satisfied with what you've done. And I'm wondering if that's something that you've internalized.
And I would say, because I never worked in sales in radio. And what she's referring to is last week, I think I told the story of having a conversation, a very brief conversation with these people, this couple who is always on the corner trying to tell people about Jesus. And it was a really rainy day. And I made like a comment about it not being busy. And they say, if we just have a conversation with one person, it's a good day, which is the opposite, as this woman was saying, to what I feel about us being in business. If we haven't, and everything she said was accurate.
Well, you know what? I think she just tapped into something that you probably could have paid a lot of money in therapy for, which is you've worked in an environment, because I think radio is totally like this, where nothing's ever good enough. Like
right.
There's always like, you have to beat them. Okay, well, you didn't beat them by enough. Okay, well, you didn't do this. Okay, well, the money's not enough, whatever. So I think that your brain was programmed in radio to think—
For 25 years, she is exactly
that
right.
You're never doing anything good in it. Like there's always room for improvement, but to your own detriment, it stresses you out because you constantly feel, I think you're on a hamster wheel of, I'm not good enough. I'm not doing enough. But I think you totally got that from radio.
1,000%. And that's why.
Cause no consultant, by the way, also on top of that, no consultant ever comes in and says, you're doing a great job, keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
And because so they don't get paid to do that.
She was talking about the corporate sales side and, you know, those 1 to 5 review things where you never get the 5 stars, or how they truly do increase your budget. If you make $100,000 for the company in January, they immediately say, well, February, you should be able to do $110,000.
Yeah.
Immediate. Yeah. It's the same thing on the ratings side. If you're not number one, they always want to know why you're not number one. And once you are number one, then they start looking at specific demographics.
Right.
And they'll say, okay, you're number one with women 25-44, but you're number two with women 25-54.
Right.
So how are we going to get...
That was good.
That's such a valid point. And the exact opposite of that was this other couple who all they want to do is one person a day. That's it. Just one. Amazing.
Hey, guys. It's Liz. Holly, do the off-brand of Claritin and or go to Costco and get their off-brand. You can get like a literal year's worth, 365 pills of the Kirkland brand of Zyrtec for like $12. Worth your time.
Everyone is saying this, and it's crazy to me because I went to Target a couple of days ago because I was like, you know what? I am going to take allergy meds before the allergy season starts. So I did my thing. I went to Target. I went buying Claritin because that's what I've taken for years. Like Zyrtec didn't work for me or whatever. So Claritin was my preferred one. Claritin, I'm not joking. I literally put this on my Instagram because I thought people would think I was exaggerating. $41.99 for a 70 capsule. What do you call it? A little jar
bottle.
Thank you. God, we're both like struggling for words today. But the bottle, $41.99. Target brand, $8.99. Got the Target brand, obviously, so much cheaper. And then everyone was, well, you really should go to Costco because then you get more bang for your buck. But I don't need 360 allergy pills. Like if I were going to take it year round, maybe, but I feel like they would expire before I could use them all.
Then find somebody else with allergies and split it.
Right? Who wants to go in with me on allergy meds?
I think I don't have the time or the bandwidth to do this, but I think there should be some sort of Costco buddy website, right?
So yeah, pairs people. Like if you need sugar,
right?
But you don't need that much sugar, but you want the deal, you and your friend go in on it, you split it.
Right.
Cheaper.
And what you do is you agree on a meeting time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the meeting time is, you know, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon in the parking lot where everybody goes shopping an hour earlier. And that's when you go in and you buy the pallet of Tide Pods.
Yeah.
And you buy somebody does the math and puts it all out so it's evenly split. Then you go out to the parking lot and you're like, all right, who was I splitting these Tide Pods with?
Yeah.
You meet in the corner of the parking lot.
Amazing.
And the best part about it is somebody buys a whole big thing of Costco cookies. The Costco cookies in the bakery are delicious.
Everything in the bakery is delicious. The muffins, so good.
I don't have enough friends.
I don't either.
To, even if I bought the Costco.
We should do it with our neighborhood.
Seriously, we should buy the Costco cookies, keep a half dozen for ourselves, and then go put a half dozen on everybody's.
No, I mean, pool the neighbors anytime we go to Costco and be like, all right, who needs what this week? And you can like place your order with us. We'll go get it. We'll divide the cost. It'll be like a pool, a Costco pool. All right, here are your random things for today. Your first random thing I am really bitter about because apparently Trader Joe's mini totes are the hot new accessory. It's like one of those L.L. Bean canvas tote bags, but they're Trader Joe's branded. They come in 4 colors. They had them at our Trader Joe's. They had the yellow ones, and they were kind of disheveled, which is not very like Trader Joe's. And I remember thinking, I wonder if these are a big deal or something. I should buy one. And then I walked right by them because I was like, well, I don't know. What am I going to do with that? I don't need more clutter in my house. Apparently, they have gone viral and people are selling them on eBay. So there was a red bag that's listed for $280. There's a set of 4 listed on eBay for $500. They cost 3. I should have bought some.
There's a story of a woman in California who went to multiple Trader Joe's and bought, like, basically bought their entire inventory because she knew what day the truck came in or something. And then she was bedazzling them and selling them for $150 or something on Etsy.
Love it.
And people were so mad at her because she bought, you know, 50 of them from each door. Your second random thing is the 2024 Easter menu has been unveiled by Honey Baked Ham. Does this change a lot?
I love Honey Baked Ham.
Didn't we, what was our honey? Oh, we got a non-honey baked ham and it was no good, right?
Yeah, I'll only do honey baked.
So the signature honey baked ham meal is half ham with their glaze on it and then four heat and serve sides. Oh, this is nothing.
Oh. Are you having trouble today? I feel like you're having trouble.
Well, I thought these were special things. They're not special things.
Well, here's a reminder then.
Yeah.
That Easter is 2 weekends away.
This is.
So you better place your orders.
This is actually great. Take and bake sliders. So you can get a dozen sliders that are either ham and Swiss or turkey and cheddar, and they're on the King's Hawaiian rolls.
Mm.
So you just warm them up in the oven. So it's like leftovers. You can almost have leftovers with your meal.
Mm.
Sorry, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah, I thought you'd be more excited about that. And your last random thing for today is post-birth retreats are becoming a thing, and it's kind of like a post-baby spa experience. So you have gourmet meals, there's nursing support, there's massages, all of this amazing stuff. It's $6,300 a week. So it's for rich moms.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be amazing? Instead of like take your hospital, go where they have nurses, they can teach you about your baby, and you also get treated like a queen for however long.
That is would actually be a great amenity in a hospital, a postpartum massage room.
Yeah.
Right? That people could gift to, what a great gift that's you could, your friends could go in on after your friend has a baby.
Yeah.
Get five friends, everybody chips in $30. And you get, and the mom gets an hour long massage while the nurses are available to take the baby down to the nursery, give it its bath or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fancy pants. And those are your random things for today.